The annual August vacation, usually a time when children are carefree and relish the break from school, was very different for Vincentian children this year with the July passage of Hurricane Beryl. With next week's planned reopening of schools, students are facing new mental health challenges in the hurricane's wake. NBC News spoke to counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews. She said that students who may have lost everything and are relocating for school may experience a number of different things.
Students who would have lost everything, who may be relocating to come to school, there are a number of different things that they might experience. First of all, there may be the students who experience uncertainty. So you may find that they may be scared. There may be sadness, there may be crying, anxiety. It may show in a different way at home. So you might find persons, they're having trouble sleeping, nightmares, not wanting to go to school, withdrawal, and just an overwhelming feeling of what is going to happen next.
Matthew said the students might be irritable, angry, and withdrawn. She also says students may not want to talk, but advises people to be mindful that students may not know anyone, and the withdrawal may be as a result of that. Matthews also said that students may regress in behaviors they may have already outgrown, like bedwetting, clinging to parents, and sucking their thumbs.
So behaviors that they would have developed out of, you might find them going back to that. Then there are the emotional signs which would have been noted before. Persons may be sad, crying, anxious, trouble sleeping, they may be feeling overwhelmed, a sense of guilt by the event. For persons who would have been able to come out unscathed. So there are different experiences. Also, students might have physical symptoms where they might complain of headaches, stomach aches, unexplained physical symptoms. They may have a lack of energy, not wanting to sleep, not wanting to eat. So basically, parents, teachers, it might be a little bit more delayed for them, especially if they don't know the student. But for the teachers who are familiar with the students, you want to pay attention to the students that are behaving outside of their normal level of functioning, students that are more withdrawn from persons, things like that.
Matthews encouraged parents and teachers to have an open communication with students when they exhibit these behaviors. However, she reminded them not to be forceful in making students speak about their experience. She also encouraged teachers to find ways to distract the students by engaging in class activities.
So what can you do? You can have a conversation, try to calm them down. So think about what calming techniques would work for that student. In addition, you can find ways to distract them. So if this is something that happens in a class, let's say, for example, you're a teacher, it happens in a class, and you find that that student is being affected, you can turn something into a class activity where you don't just put the student to a side, but try to do something that integrates the entire classroom. So for example, a teacher might say, I recognize that it is raining and you're not doing well, and we're going to do a small activity to distract you to see if it could help. And they can do something like asking a question. They can ask it to the entire classroom. If it is raining and something other than rain, something other than water was supposed to be raining, what would it be? So, for example, somebody might say, if it were raining, I'd prefer that it was cheese because I really like cheese. Or I'd prefer that it was candy because I really like candy. And just go around the class and have a conversation, something that is light and fun, so that persons are able to feel some level of calm.
Matthews again encouraged persons to have some level of empathy, understanding that the passage of Hurricane Beryl may have affected each person differently.
But most importantly, have some level of empathetic understanding that this traumatic event would have been more severe for some more than others, and just provide that level of support. And we encourage parents, not only the parents of persons who are affected, but parents across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You let them know that there are students that would have been greatly affected by Hurricane Beryl, and when you see something happening, don't mock them. but try to be a level of support as well. Do not bully children, because we know persons would have lost everything. So how they come to school may be different. What they have may be different. Try to make it an encouraging environment for persons.
Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.